But if they want to get rid of all the slashing that's going around, I think this is going to be the way to do it.
That was certainly the intention, and you were on the receiving end of one just last year.
Yeah.
Tell me about that experience and the pain of what we see as maybe from way up top is a tiny little whack, but
yeah.
That's not how it turns out.
No, exactly. I broke my finger on it, so no penalties on the play. So I think that's what they want to get rid of. I think Crosby did it too, to Mark Method. There wasn't any penalties on it. And Johnny Goudreau's situation, same thing. So I think that's what they're trying to get rid of, and I'm totally fine with that.
It seems to happen a lot during the game. Again, it's you guys are down in tight quarters on the ice. We don't always see them, but is it going more than we know?
Yeah, I mean, in the battles in the corners, you don't really see it because usually guys are battling for the puck. It's more up the rush or when a guy's getting beat like with speed and you just kind of whack your stick around, try to disrupt them. Now they're going to call those, so you got to be very careful of how you swing your stick. It's going to have to be on the ice and towards the puck.
Is that a tough transition for some guys who maybe have been used to giving that tap all the way up?
Yeah, it might be for a little bit, but I mean, I'll get used to it. You know, you just can't do it, so at some point you're just going to have to be owning your stick. It's like the high stick rule. You know, even if you don't mean to do it, you get somebody in the face, it's a penalty, so now everybody's being careful about it. I feel the slashing part of it's going to come down to that, too.
Once again, though, special teams become paramount because, I mean, they might be killed off or are enjoying in that measure more than we had seen in the past.
Yeah, definitely the special teams are going to be a big part of this game, and you saw it last night. We had tons of power play chance and opportunity, and we got two of them, but we missed a lot of them as well. You know, in overtime, I got a great chance myself, and we weren't able to get a goal. So I think power play is going to be key this year and penalty kill. So I'm assuming we're going to be working on it a lot.
Did you just make a good save or?
That was a great save. I think, like the pass came a little bit off my back foot. Like I could have maybe stopped it and shoot it, but I set the open net, so I tried to shoot it. But sometimes off my back foot, it kind of came across my body, so I shot it back into him. But he stuck his arm on it and hit him like right in the arm. So had a lot of net, but it just off my back foot came across my body. Good save.
A couple of good new looks on the power play. I mean, what was it like to get one in that first minute, 12 seconds?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to start. We practiced a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's that goal I scored was more just a bang-bang play. I see a lane to the net. I just stick it to the net and went in. So it's something we're going to be working on, you know, taking pucks to the net. And yeah, obviously that worked last night.
That's how you open up things up top, too, right? I mean, if you get a good thing going down low.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like the past years, I was more of a half-wall guy. This year, they're kind of trying me on the goal line there. So it's a bit of a new experience for me. I've played there before, but I haven't in a few years. But you have to adjust. You know, when you get that time to take it or try to find a guy. So I'll be working on that this year.